بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, ulama ikram. In tonight's Tarawih, we heard the first juz and a quarter of the second juz. So we heard one and quarter para in tonight's Tarawih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the beautiful recitation of these hufaz and ulama. And may Allah accept our standing in Tarawih. Surah Al-Fatiha was the first surah. And of course, we are not going to go into tafsir of all these surahs. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيلِ wherein we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the straight path. Guide us to الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, the straight path. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah. Now these words are going to recur. Almost every now and then we're going to hear in the whole Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about Tawheed, 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 La ilaha illallah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah, the oneness of Allah, this is called Tawheed. Risalah refers to Rasulullah SAW being the true and final messenger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Tawheed and Risalah. So in Surah Al-Fatiha, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, we are asking Allah Ta'ala to show us the straight path. Immediately Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds in the second surah, which is Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah shows us the straight path. So Surah Al-Baqarah, why it is called Baqarah? Baqarah means a cow. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about an incident in the time of Bani Israel, where a person was killed, and they did not know who the killer was. They came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, asked Allah ta'ala to show us who the killer. Allah ta'ala then made them take a cow, slaughter the cow, and apply the blood of the cow to the person who was dead, and that person then rose. Allah gave him life, and then he mentioned who had killed him. It's a long incident, what Bani Israel, what difficulties they went through, because they asked unnecessary questions. Nonetheless, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ Allah shows us that this صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, if you want the straight path, it is in this Qur'an that I have revealed. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْوَ فِيهِ This is the book in which there is no doubt whatsoever. Any other books we may have some doubt. The Quran, there is no doubt whatsoever that it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam, who was al-Amin, trustworthy, onto the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this Quran is the guidance for us. This surah Al-Baqarah is a Madani surah. Simply meaning that Rasulullah SAW received the revelation of the surah after he made hijrat from Makkah and he came to Medina. So we have a Makki surah and a Madani surah. Madani revealed in Medina. It is the longest surah of the Holy Quran. And this surah was the first to be revealed, not the entire surah, in Medina. So the longest surah, the verses started coming down when Rasulullah came to Madinah Munawwara, and as these verses came down, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the need was there, there was a requirement for a certain injunction to take place or to be executed or some law or some incident, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down a verse which is part of Surah Al-Baqarah. In fact, the last verse of the Holy Quran to be revealed, the very last verse, is also found in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ Nonetheless, it is the longest surah in the Holy Quran. It is the Madani surah. And in this Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses very, very important points. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it is mentioned regarding him, he spent 12 years learning and pondering over the meanings of the surah. 12 years. We heard it in tonight's Tarawih. And it's all over, and we're already moving to the next juz. 12 years he took to understand this surah. And even when he finished Surah Baqarah, recitation of Surah Baqarah, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, out of that happiness, he slaughtered a cow also. So Umar radiallahu anhu spent 10 years in learning and meditating this surah, shows us how important and what profound meaning is found in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the principles of tawheed again. Oneness of Allah, risala, Rasulullah is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah talks about akhirat. That means the day of qiyamah. The day of qiyamah, resurrection will take place. We are not going to live forever and ever in this world. Maut will come to us. Maut will overtake us. There's a period of barzakh in the qabr. Then on the day of qiyamah, when the sur will be, the trumpet will be blown, and we all will rise from our qabr, then there is qiyamah, akhirat, the hereafter. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a living miracle, and it is a proof of the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws a challenge to the people to produce a surah, not even the whole Quran. Just bring one surah, one chapter. The smallest chapter that you can bring, like this Holy Quran, impossible. In other verses, Allah says, you bring all the jinn and all mankind and all come together to try and bring, produce just one surah, you will never be able to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this word, the Quran, was not the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was unlettered. He could not read and write. Despite that, Allah sent down the Quran to him. So people could not say that it was the word of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Impossible. He gave, in the Quran speaks about qisas, stories of the people of the past, Adam alayhi sallam, in this very surah. How Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi sallam. Then Allah ta'ala told the angels to bow down to Adam alayhi sallam. All the angels bow down beside Iblis, Shaitan. That is also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from Jannah. And we know the incident where he enticed and he seduced and he deceived Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hawa, and he made them eat from the tree, which is forbidden for them. And Allah ta'ala then dispelled all three of them and threw them out of Jannah, and they came into this world. And we know the remaining of the story. So this is also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about making you and I his vicegerent, his khalifa, his deputy in this world. And what is the world? Imagine, we are the deputies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is a deputy, he has to enact and execute those commands of the person who has made him his deputy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to obey Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah does not want us to cause mischief and fasad in the world and spill blood and kill one another. So in the surah, when the angels saw Allah ta'ala is creating Adam and Allah is making Adam his vicegerent, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are there, we are praising you, glorifying you. You're going to make such a person who's going to cause bloodshed? Allah says, I know what you do not know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the angels that he has infinite knowledge. And the knowledge that he gives to any person is limited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and I, and we are in this world. We are the best of the makhluq of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we have a duty. And we are duty bound. And this is the message that is not only for the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the people of Makkah and Medina at that time. It is a message for all of us. And inshallah, in this month of Ramadan, we will revise these messages so that we bring this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again, and we make it a strong connection. Remember, Allah's khalifa I am in this world. So I have to obey my Allah and discharge the duties that Allah has entrusted me with. Allah talks about specifically in this surah, right in the beginning, هُدَلِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. This Quran is a source of hidayat for who? الْمُتَّقِينَ, the pious. And Allah himself says, who are the muttaqeen? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They believe in the unseen. And that is the greatest test for us. To believe in the unseen. We cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot see Jannat and Jahannam, but we believe in Jannat and Jahannam. Why? It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has been created for the muttaqeen. Jahannam, u'iddat lil-kafirin. It has already been prepared for the disbelievers. The angels, we believe in the angels. We believe in all the malaika. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُوا بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish salah. Not just read salah, they establish salah. The establishment of salah, some other occasion, inshallah, will explain how we establish salah. But make the niyat from the very first day has already begun, first day of Ramadan. May Allah make us from those who will establish salah. Say Ameen, brothers. So we will be from those who will establish salah. أَلَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ And they discharge zakah. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ And they have yaqeen in the akhirat. So we all know we are going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Then there'll be those who'll go to paradise. May Allah make us amongst them. And there'll be those who'll go to Jahannam. May Allah save us from Jahannam. Then they believe in all, in what Allah has revealed, the Quran. And even in the scriptures of the past. So they believe in the Quran and even in the scriptures of the past. In other words, Tawrat, Zabur, the Injil, the Suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa alayhi salam. In those that were revealed in Allah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His pristine purity, not those that were interpolated and changed afterwards. We're not talking about those. Those that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His original form, we believe in those, in those books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah talks also about sihr and magic in this Harut and Marut, long incident. Allah ta'ala also talks about in the beginning of the second juz, about the Kaaba, the Qibla, and the Baytul Muqaddas, that was the first Qibla. Then Allah ta'ala changed it towards Al-Kaaba Al-Musharrafa. Very important, tomorrow we will hear also, there will be injunctions, laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. Laws like nikah, talaq, feeding the child, breastfeeding the child. Laws regarding hajj and umrah. Laws regarding jihad and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laws, Allah ta'ala talks about sawm, about fasting. Allah ta'ala talks about, I said, marriage, divorce, feeding, breastfeeding. Iddah, the iddah period. Quite a few verses about the iddah, how a woman should spend her iddah, or how, what iddah she has to follow. Then the prohibition of marrying a polytheist woman. Also about the prohibition of engaging in sexual intercourse with women whilst they are in their menses. Allah Ta'ala talks about interest, usury, riba. These are various injunctions. Why? Because remember, Madani Surah. Sahaba left Makkah, they came to Medina. Now they had to establish a city there, an Islamic city, in which they would require direction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we go about this? How do we practice this? And therefore, various verses came down. Of course, Rasul then expounded on those verses and explained to the Sahaba the different masail in more in detail. But the main, the basic principles came down regarding talaq, nikah, iddat, all these important masail, Hajj and Umrah, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding to understand the Quran and Majid. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, every night we'll have just a few minutes, just not even a gist. We're just touching a few points. If you start elaborating and give tafsir on one ayat, believe me, it'll take not just days and months, years. May Allah give us the understanding at least, just basic what we are hearing in the Taraweeh, so that we look forward to the next day, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله